Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
It's rough, but a relationship expert just weighed in on what you should and shouldn't do when you're ghosted.
Okay.
Let's start with what you shouldn't do. Don't look for closure, no matter how much you want it. You can send one follow-up text checking in, but if they don't respond, that silence may be all the closure you're going to get.
That actually is valid. If someone has just stopped texting you, if it's been a short time, then you will have to accept that. But if you've been dating for a while and I would be like, I'm coming over. I'm going over there and find out what's going on. I need to know. This is BS. Was the guy hijacked? This is a wellness check.
Was the guy hijacked? What does that even mean?
I need to know. I don't know. Did he choke on something while he was alone at his house? Did some girl come and tie him up? Do we have a misery situation going on here?
Again, you should not, if you've been ghosted, look for closure. Don't look for closure, no matter how much you want it. One follow-up, and I would just take exception to that and say, no follow-up texts. If you've texted someone and they've disappeared off the planet Earth,
I don't know how you've disconnected from your emotions to the point where you can just leave that. You are. People are just like, oh my God, I thought we were going to go out. And then like, I don't hear anything from you. And I'm being ghosted and my heart hurts. I have some questions.
Yeah, and you should have a little, you should be more protective of yourself.
Of course we should, but we're not.
But that's what I'm saying.
I'm in pain. I'm in physical pain.
That scenario.
I was in love. Even if I wasn't, I'm just so mad that I'm the one that got broken up with. I need to know. Ghosting me? How dare you?
You don't need to know.
I do need to know. That's the thing. I do need to know.
What you should do now. This is what you should do, according to a relationship expert. Boy, that word keeps getting me.
So
be ready
close.
With the dump button. I'm not trying to.
No, of course you're not. And if you do, then it's just people misspeak all the time.
Gosh. Anyway, this relationship expert has weighed in on what you should do and shouldn't do after you've been ghosted. You shouldn't hit them up. Ask them why. You should. Instead of looking for answers from the person who ghosted you, check in with yourself and reflect on the relationship. Ask yourself things like what you liked about it, what you didn't like about it, what you want in the future, and resist the urge to blame yourself for things going wrong. It's not you, it's them. And they're just too chickety chicken.
It might be you though. So I'd go ahead and just like hammer him with like 50 different texts and just come on, please. Just tell me. Are you there?
Please don't take relationship advice from the lady that didn't have any relationships and then just grabbed John and said, you're marrying me. And then he did. And then they've been together for 30 years.
Yeah. And it worked out. So
it has worked out.
Right. So what would I know about a relationship?
What?
Or questions?
About being broken up with is really...
I've been broken up with.
No, you haven't. I mean, you were a kid. Doesn't count. I was a kid. Still, nothing though, in your adult life. No, you.
There was this guy Cliff I was really into, and it bummed me out. He, like, in old fashioned ways, ghosted me. Like, that was it. I was going to have to go to his house if I was going to find him. And I found him at a club, and he's just like,
Cliff, wait. So you went to a club to find Cliff?
Yeah. Well, we'd seen each other a couple times, and I was down. I'm like, I like this guy.
Who's this Cliff man?
Just some guy.
What do you mean, just some guy?
Some guy I met in Worcester.
You did it?
Places. We did some stuff. I don't think we ever sealed the deal. I don't really remember, though.
So you did.
I don't think so.
You did all the deals.
I actually don't think so.
Really?
Usually when I would do something, then I was done with them. So maybe I just hadn't finished up with him.
Oh.
Yeah.
If you'd done him, you'd have ghosted him, then.
Probably.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. I didn't have a chance to ghost him, so I was really mad about it.
Girls are so easy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 707 says, I was ghosted by an ex after 4 years.
Ghosted.
I ended up calling the cops because I thought he got injured on a hike.
Right. That's the thing. If you've been with someone for a long time and everything seems to be going swell, and then all of a sudden they're nowhere to be found, you're like, wellness check time.
I met my husband 3 months later, so everything worked out.
Oh, that's good. Did you wind up finding the guy? And like, well, then what happened? Was he like, chew gum before you come see me. You know that.
Whatever. I don't know.
Whatever the little thing
707
was.
707 says, don't ghost people. Just say you're not interested anymore and then ignore them. Don't leave people hanging.
Even that, as harsh as it might be, is better than just ghosting someone. If you want to break up, just say so.
408 says, I'm coming over and I'm going to give him this letter so he'll know my true feelings. Ha, ha, ha. You wish, 415.
What's going on with 415?
They said, I got ghosted because my is too big. Aha.
Uh-huh. It's possible.
Nobody ghosts a giant.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
You're right, they don't. They go to the emergency room and go, don't, just get out of here. You did this to me.
That never happened to you, you lying liar.
Yeah, because the bigger it is, the worse it is. Because you will suffer brain death when all the blood goes to it. And so it's hard to keep that thing alive.
I don't even know what you're talking about
you
anymore.
Do. No, you know what I'm talking
I
about.
Don't.
I'm telling you, the biggest one I ever saw could not, he would like start to pass out. I'm done talking about it.
No, you're not.
No, I
clearly
am done.
You
totally
are.
Totally done. I'm just laughing in my mind about it. I can still picture it. Like, that seems useless.
510 says, Vinny, in your mind, you know the reason you got closure. The other person is left wondering.
Yeah.
You may, I'm defending something here that I don't do.
Yeah.
I've been very frank and upfront with the people I've hung out with.
And so when they ask you why, you will say, here's why.
Right.
So I don't understand why you'd be so like bummed at someone for asking.
What I'm saying is I would never ask someone. If someone breaks up with me, I would say, thanks, it's been fun. Have a good one.
Yeah, sure. But, really? If you came home and your wife was just like, oh, your stuff's out front. Get out of here. Off you go.
First of all.
You'd have no questions about that?
First of all.
Yes.
She's dealt with me for 16 years.
Yeah, and that she may be reaching her breaking point.
And that would be my conclusion. Well, She held on for as long as she could.
Really? So I can't blame her. You wouldn't be like, why today of all days?
I already said to you, if you're in a long-term relationship, I do think there's something to that. Mm-hmm. You may owe that person a conversation. If you've been on 3 dates and nothing's happened, that's the, you know, the person, the Brazilian lady, we were on a couple dates. We made out and I think I honked her boob. And then she shows up with a kid on her hip at my front door.
It's only getting easier to be kind. And here's how it works. If you don't want to see anybody anymore and they write you and go, oh, are you ghosting me? Have AI craft a thing, cut it, paste it, and block their number. The end. You've responded in some kind of kind AI way. Your problem is solved. Go on with your life. But I don't know. I hate the whole ghosting thing because it just feels, very cold to me.
Well, it is cold.
Yeah. So don't be cold. Don't be a jerk. Just say why.
I'm with Vinny. They want to break up. End a conversation. I don't need to know. I'm a woman. San Mateo. Woman. Happy Friday.
Said someone who's never been broken up with. You must be totally hot, San Mateo.
Oh, because hot people never get broken up with. Right.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.